Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Greg Emsinger with us on the opening drive. He, of course, is the lead anchor for MLB Network. He is a product of the Lindenwood University. He is a native of St. Louis. He's a Cardinal fan, and he's an avid golfer. High of 58 today, where Greg resides in New Jersey. I wonder if he's going to hit the golf course. Greg, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too well because of all the great accolades you just mentioned. I'm also not getting any younger, Randy. So today is the sixth consecutive day I'm playing golf. And I feel like, thank you.
Yep.
I used to be able to do this, but I feel like I'm Jerome Bettis getting out of bed. Like I feel like I've rushed for 2,000 yards and I had 300-pound grown men hitting me in the knees. I am broken. My body is in full pain.
So you're kind of like Nelly Korda. It's, you know, she wins five in a row, and then all of a sudden she doesn't want to go this weekend because she's worn out.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, I jumped in the pool. I jumped in the pond after I won, exactly like she did. Maybe I caught a cold. I don't know. But I'm just mid-40s now, Randy. Everything doesn't work the same. Kids, enjoy being young.
Yeah.
Don't ever grow up.
Yeah. Hey, well, before we get to the Cardinals, a lot going on here. Any concerns about Paul Skenes, the Pirates' top pick in the draft last year? He allowed a run last night. And so I'm wondering if they're concerned about him.
I got to tell you, the Pittsburgh Pirates have a monster on the way. Watching this guy when I was getting ready for the draft, he's everything you dream of. I mean, he's the best pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg stole all the headlines coming out of San Diego State. He's the real deal. He's easy 102. He can manipulate a baseball however he wants. You throw him with this kid Jones, who's striking everybody out, the 6'1 right-hander. Then you got Keller. Now you got three legit guys, top of the rotation. There aren't many teams in baseball with three flamethrowers like this. So the Pirates are on their way, folks. They're on their way.
Oh, that's always great to hear because we have everything going just swell over here with the Cardinals. Of course, a win yesterday, but prior to the game, they sent down Jordan Walker and Zach Thompson to the minors. What do you think about that move, Greg?
You know, Brooke, I've been thinking a lot about Ron Washington and what he's trying to do with the Angels, and why would the Angels go get a guy like Ron Washington? He is an expert in continuing to develop young talent at the big league level. He did it with the Atlanta Braves most recently, but he's done his entire career. That is an actual art. It is a skill set that a coaching staff needs to have because you have minor leaguers who play at a high level. They're being developed at the minor league level with your minor league coaches and evaluators, and then they push them up to where every game really actually counts. And yes, you put your Jackson Holliday in the ninth spot. You put your Zach Neto in the ninth spot. They're the rookie. You have big leaders at the big league level. But you still have to toe the line between winning right now and developing your young talent. And right now, it doesn't look like the Cardinals are thriving at developing their young talent at the big league level, which was a mainstay attribute that they had. It was part of the MO of St. Louis Cardinal baseball. They were kind of the Atlanta Braves before the Atlanta Braves right now. It's what they were known for. They would spend smart money on veteran players, whether they're position players or pitchers, and then they would always develop that farm system talent and do it at a high level at the big league level. So to see Jordan Walker, a can't-miss prospect, struggle, no home runs yet. Zach Thompson's a first-round pick. The first-rounders have to thrive. And what I don't understand, and I've had this argument so many times with my friends at MLB Network, and they're very like staunch big leaguers. Like, if you can't handle the big leagues, you got to be sent down. I mean, kids today are different than they were back in 1995 and 2005, right? They're different. And I just don't know if – I'll just use Jackson Holliday, for example. He's always been the best player of every team he's ever been on, right? He's always played shortstop on every team he's ever been on, right? Now, he's the number one pick. Now, he's no longer like every other minor league player in your system. He's not. So he has been invested in, like, $8 million signing bonus. And he's got the name that everybody knows. So he's got pressure like that. So to make him comfortable, we're going to make him comfortable – we're going to bring him up to the big leagues. We're going to point at this kid named Gunner and say he's better at shortstop than you. You're going to play second base. So now you're going to play a position that you only started playing last year, a few games in the minor leagues. You're going to go there, and then instead of batting in the first inning, we're going to make you wait an hour for your first at-bat. We're going to bat you ninth. Because we care about you, we want to make you comfortable. We're going to do something that you've never done your entire life in baseball to make you comfortable. And then when you strike out, you have another hour to wait for your next at-bat. This is because we care about you. And then tomorrow when you show up, you're going to look at the lineup and see that you're batting ninth again, because psychologically that's good for you, right? That makes you feel comfortable, right? Because that worked for you your entire baseball life, right? No, what? You've never done that before. Well, we care about you. You're going to hit ninth. This happened to Jordan Walker. We're going to bet you seventh. We're going to bet you eighth. At some point, you gotta sacrifice to get young players going. Get them going. See what they got. They didn't do it with Jordan Walker, and it bothered me batting the lower part of the order every single day. They're not doing it with the Baltimore Orioles, and I just think that developing young talent is still a skill, and some teams are good at it, other teams are not.
I am curious if the guys on the set talk about or have theories or look at the philosophies of the Cardinals in terms of, it's not just Jordan Walker, it's Paul Goldschmidt. Arenado got off to a slow start. There are others in this lineup. Brendan Donovan has struggled at times. If they look at that, Greg, and I know this may be a tough question to answer, but if they think that there is a theory as to why collectively this team offensively has gotten off to a slow start.
I love teams that have continuity, and the guys at MLB Network love the old school idea of showing up to the ballpark and you know where you're going to hit the lineup. They're all kind of old school in that way. But in the modern game, unless you have a Ricky Henderson, then you know is going to bat leadoff every day, a Ronald Acuna Jr., who you know is going to bat leadoff every day, if it's not working for a week, let's mix it up. Let's mix it up. But to have the continuity of a lineup, and I know that recently the Cardinals had a walk-off because you saw Goldschmidt batting fifth when he hit the walk-off home run. There's no reason that it can't happen more and more and more. I mean, I would love to see that. I would wish I could have seen Victor Scott for a week lead off, hit bat first, drop a bunt down, and have that threat at the top of the order, bat Jordan Walker second, and see what happens. I just see what happens. They're all big leaguers. They're there for a reason. They're super talented players. But it's this loyalty to, you know, Goldschmidt's batting third. You're going to have Brendan Donovan, because he can walk, is going to bat lead off, even though he's not stealing you a bag. It's just this continuity in the lineup. I'm happy to see Contreras batting second now. But there's no reason that if it's not working for a series that you don't mix it up. And it's, to me, it's an opportunity to get a Mason Wynn in the top of the order. And let's see what that exciting young talent can do. He's been swinging a terrific bat so far in 2024. I just think that in the modern game, to have this continuity for a lineup that is the second fewest home runs in baseball, that doesn't make any sense to me. Let's roll the dice and see what we got, man. There's no reason. Brendan Donovan's got to be the leadoff guy every single game, no matter who's starting. There's a way to do this to reignite. And again, the key here, with so many young players on this team, and I know Goldie and Arenado, I really don't focus on them. They're going to eventually get it going. You just got to believe in the baseball card. But the young guys got to get going, because you don't know if they will. So you got to figure out ways to get that flame sparked. And at the moment, most of them haven't sparked yet.
Greg Amsinger, MLB Network, with us on 101 ESPN. So, based on what you have said here so far, I think that you will agree with me, but I want you to answer this question. Is what we grew up with, the Cardinal way of Whitey Herzog and Tony La Russa, a thing of the past? Is the Cardinal way gone?
I don't want to say it's gone. I had a conversation about this with Albert Pujols, and he said he batted seventh one time. And then they moved him up in the order. But they also messed around with his defensive position. He played some third base. Then they put Polanco in left, and they realized they were a better team if Polanco played third, so he went out to left. And he did whatever needed to be done for the team. But again, he was the only young guy on that team. He was the only guy. The Cardinals really never – you have to go back in the Wayback Machine, and you guys know this, when they brought up Gilkey, Langford, and Jordan to have a lot of young guys at one time. Cardinals have always been a win-now team, so they haven't been littered with a handful of youngsters at the same time. So this is sort of a unique set of circumstances. It's a bit extreme, and if you went back to the early 90s, there were people saying maybe the Cardinals have lost the Cardinal way because they weren't winning. They weren't in the mix to be a playoff team. But I still think those players back then were given the opportunity to thrive and be comfortable and play their game. I'm just wondering if the pressure to win right now is holding that ideology back and not allowing these youngsters to be themselves and to let them know that we're building around them. It still feels like to me that every game is an AAU basketball tryout. And we're going to see who's going to make the team next week. And that's not going to win in Major League Baseball. That doesn't make the marathon fun, and no one can survive and end up in the playoffs that way.
I look at this team, and I do have my question marks with it, but I do believe the track record of some of these guys, it's going to come back. And the pitching staff has been what you expected for the most part, but you have to believe, if you're a Cardinal fan, that some of the guys, to your point, the back of the baseball card is going to show up. And I looked at like the game yesterday. Greg, they're going to have to slug, and they've put it in – well, let me rephrase it. They have put a lot on Goldie Arenado to slug young guys to step up and then have mediocre pitching. I still think that's the formula for this team to win.
Yeah, it sounds very aggressive to say mediocre pitching, but that's based on other teams in the division and what they're going to put on display. Yes, that's exactly right. There's not going to be the swing and miss that other teams have. I just mentioned what the Pirates have and what they're going to have at the top of the rotation when Skeens gets called up. Cardinals don't have that on the way. I mean, Tink Hentz, we're all excited about him, but I don't think it's nowhere near the same level as what Paul Skeens is. Cincinnati Reds have such high-level players, but that's another great example of Ellie De La Cruz. You're putting all of your eggs in the basket of a guy that struck out at a historic level in the second half of the season last year. But they told him, no matter what you do, Ellie, you're staying in the big leagues, man. We're just going to hitch our wagon to you. Don't look over your shoulder. You're not going back to the minor leagues. We believe in you. We're going to move you up and down the order to see what works. You're playing shortstop every single day. That was going to happen when Matt McClain was healthy. So they committed to the young star. I just don't feel the same commitment. I know Jordan Walker got an ample opportunity. He got a lot of at-bats. But to me, I want to see him fail hitting second and third. I do. That's what he's used to doing. He's always been the mainstay bat in a lineup his entire life. I want to see this kid be the star and build your whole team around him, because 6'6 with that athleticism is hard to find. I think the Cardinals got to recognize the talent is there. They have unique young talent. And Goldschmidt's great, Arenado's great, but they're in their 30s. They can't drag this team to the playoffs. They cannot. The young players have to be great for them to win.
Greg, one quick thing. The Dodgers have this up-and-comer. He had three doubles last night. Looks pretty good.
This show is unbelievable. I was reading that Dave Roberts pulled him aside and wanted to give him an approach when there are guys on base. I'm like, yo, bro, come on, man. I love you, Dave. I love you. But this guy, first off, I don't even think he zoned out the second he was trying to give him advice. If I was Shohei, I think I would zone out the second anybody gave me advice. He's on another planet good at everything he does. So, look, at the end of the day, Shohei Ohtani is going to hit 40-plus homers, driving over 100 runs, steal around 30 bases, and he hasn't pitched this year. So, I mean, come on, man. This is the greatest baseball talent of our lifetime. And to watch it right now, I used to tell my little brothers this all the time. Now, again, I'm a sports freak, but when Michael Jordan was playing, I would make them stop what they were doing. I go, we got to watch Michael Jordan. Greg, you make it out to be a homework assignment. I'm like, it is, because you're going to regret not watching Michael Jordan when he's not here anymore. He's the greatest player of all time. Shohei Ohtani is in that category for baseball. He just is, especially when he's doing both.
How many days in a row of golf is the goal?
I work tomorrow. I'm off today. Today's 36 holes, man.
Okay, good.
36, and my body's broken. So I don't know. I'm taking a day off.
All right. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Thanks as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. I'll try to avoid the big number.
All right, brother. Have a good time. Greg Amsinger, MLB Network, with us on 101 ESPN.